final work in this concert by the London Sinfonietta is John Cage's own Apartment House 1776. The date refers to the bicentennial of the American Declaration of Independence from Britain, for which Cage was commissioned to write a piece. Rather from England, not Britain. Let's get that right. Cage wanted to do something with early American music that would let it keep its flavour at the same time that it would lose what was so obnoxious to me, its harmonic tonality. He used chance techniques to choose the source material, 44 choral pieces by American composers who would have been at least 20 years old in 1776, which includes the ubiquitous William Billings and the oddly named Supply Belcher. Cage then extended some pitches from the vocal lines, removed other pitches that got in the way, and also introduced silences. Remember his aesthetic of silence. Despite stripping out the period harmonies, Cage insisted that the 18th century flavour remains, but revealed in an unexpected freshness and brilliance. On top of these once choral melodies, Cage adds 18th century American popular tunes, drum solos and Moravian church music, together with songs and calls from some of the racial communities that made up 1776 America: Protestant, Sephardic Jew, Native Indian, Black African. When Cage was once rebuked for superimposing spiritual songs from different peoples, he replied, "Well, if you engage them in a discussion on ecumenical thought, you'd probably find that they agree with the idea that there are different ways of approaching God." Today's performance is a European first. Just a month ago, Cage's publishers found the long-lost original tapes that Cage made of each of the four singers who took part in the first performances of Apartment House 1776. As Cage wrote, "Helen Schneier represents the Protestants, Nico Castell, the Sephardim, Swift Eagle, the American Indians, and Jan Lee, the Negro slaves. The songs they sing are their own. They have not been composed by me, and they are authentic, whether learned through notation or oral tradition." Today's conductor of the London Sinfonietta, David Porcelain, has taken his own decisions about the performers of Apartment House 1776, following Cage's vague instructions that so there are four solo instruments: piccolo, oboe d'amore, violin and cornet, and they are grouped together in a little quartet grouping downstage left of the concert platform. And then there are five mixed quartets, also grouped in different parts of the platform, clearly set apart, a tack piano and three field drums. And the end, says David Nichols in the programme note, is inevitably a glorious and delightful cacophony, but I doubt there's anything inevitable about it. Just 2 hours from now, incidentally, at 8 o'clock, you can hear the final concert in this weekend called Cage and Friends. The first half consists of Cage's extraordinary songbooks in a wacky and entertaining staging with the sopranos Nicole Tibbles and Francis Lynch and the pianist Rolf Hind. If you heard Laurie Lixenberg yesterday doing aria, I think you would get some idea of what it may be. And the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pierre-André Vallade, will take the stage in the second half to play works by Lou Harrison, Morton Feldman, and finally, the United Kingdom premiere of Cage's 101, as you might guess, one of his number pieces. Well, the Sinfonietta is back on the stage in what you might call a dispersed grouping. Those different quartets, the leader is now going round to each quartet to get their tuning right. And without the help of the conductor, they'll play John Cage's Apartment House 1776. John Cage's American Bicentennial Commission, Apartment House 1776, a tribute to the four varied cultural and musical traditions of the American nation. The London Sinfonietta was rehearsed for that performance by the Dutch conductor, David Porcelein. He was not on the stage during the performance. It was left to them to play it, but he is coming on to get his credit for having rehearsed it. The four soloists from the London Sinfonietta were Sebastian Bell, the piccolo, Gareth Hulse, oboe d'amore and English horn, David Alberman violin, and Andrew Crowley quartet. And the whole orchestra is standing in the arrangement across the width of the Barbican Hall. The four voices you heard were recordings of the four original singers in that piece, extraordinary recordings supposedly lost and rediscovered recently, and representing some of the communities in America in 1776. Helen Schneier representing the Protestants, Nico Castell, the Sephardim, Swift Eagle, the American Indians, and Jan Lee, the Negro slaves. So a very special premiere occasion that was, to have performed it with the voices which Cage used when he performed it. And David Porcelein is acknowledging the applause for the entire orchestra and the London Sinfonietta, as always, playing an important part in these weekends. That ends this concert by the London Sinfonietta, a music by John Cage and his friends in the New York School. In just 2 hours from now at 8 o'clock, you can hear the final live concert in this John Cage Uncaged weekend. Join me again later, and I hand you back now to Jill Anderson, who I believe, Jill, you took part in the extraordinary Erik Saati 18-hour marathon early this morning.
Yes, John, I did. I didn't do 18 hours, though, of course. I did my 16 minutes. I think it was 12 times round Saati's Vexation. And it was fun. Extraordinary, but fun. Well, in the concert this evening at 8 o'clock, we'll be hearing John Cage's songbooks in a wacky and entertaining staging with sopranos Nicole Tibbles and Francis M. Lynch and the pianist Rolf Hind. And then the BBC Symphony Orchestra will take the stage in the second half to play works by Lou Harrison, Morton Feldman, and finally the UK premiere of Cage's 101. That all takes place at 8 o'clock this evening.